Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Visit the 93.7 The Fan contesting page to see how you can win your way into Pennsylvania Pick'em Football Challenge at BetRivers.com. Sign up now and win big cash prizes all season long. Visit BetRivers.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. My next guest is a guy who has been around the Western Pennsylvania golf scene for quite a number of years. He was the pro at Indiana Country Club for many years, and he has moved on to become the golf coach at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And Dan Braun has brought a new outlook, I'm guessing, and a new feeling to the program, which has been successful, but has had one of their best years last year. Hasn't played, of course, this fall, but it has been good times at IUP, and I'm guessing that is a pretty nice feeling, Dan. And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's a great feeling. It's been disappointing the last two semesters. Spring we were on spring break and our season got abruptly stopped, and then this fall obviously we're not playing. But the difference is that the students are in town, the student athletes are in town, so we're able to play and practice at Indiana Country Club and sharpen up and get ready for the spring season.
As you and I have talked over the years, that's not a bad place to play and practice, is it?
No, it's great. It's a great recruiting tool. You know, these young men come in here and they have 4 years that they can play and practice at that fine facility. I mean, it's near and dear to my heart, obviously. And,
sure.
And we have a great relationship with the membership. They treat the boys very well and want to get to know them. And oftentimes there's just conversations going on at the practice facility while the boys are up there with members of the club. So it's a great situation. I think it's a win-win for everybody involved.
How, and I guess this is a self-explanatory question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You were at IUP or at Indiana Country Club for a number of years, built that facility into, you know, one of the best in Western Pennsylvania. And my old line, I know it's worn out because I've used it so much, if Indiana Country Club was 30 miles closer to Pittsburgh, you'd never be able to get on there. But the atmosphere of being the head of the golf operations and being the head pro as compared to dealing with young men and dealing with the educational system, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'll tell you what drew me to coaching is it was something that I always wanted to do. I played at Penn State in the late 80s, and my coach was Mary Kennedy, now Mary Kennedy Zerke, and she was just a great influence in my life. So it was something that I always dreamed about coaching. I've always enjoyed teaching and mentoring young men and young ladies, and also older people too. I like to coach and you know, teach them the finer points of the games. So teaching and mentoring are always two of my favorite activities in the profession. So, you know, I get that now. It's solely coaching, mentoring, and recruiting. I love to build the relationships with the student athletes and their families. So it takes the best of you know, my experience in the industry and puts it forefront now in my career. So those are the things I like best about it. I mean, it's quite different. You know, we travel quite a bit in the spring and the fall, but it's very fulfilling and it's very rewarding. Working with those young men.
Oh, sure. Dan, you were named the 2020 Atlantic Region Coach of the Year because of the kind of season that you guys had. You were also the PSAC, the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Men's Golf Coach of the Year, and the IUP Men's Coach of the Year. You have been able to put together some players who are obviously of, you know, pretty good quality, and you guys have been pretty successful. If I read it right, you guys have won 5 of 9 tournaments that you've competed in over the last couple of years. That has to be pretty rewarding as well.
Yeah, oh, very much so. My first semester was the spring season of 2019, and we had a young man who was the captain of the team. His name is Matt Kokorikas, and he graduated at the end of 2019. So we're thinking we had a couple freshmen coming in, and I inherited that team and helped recruit some of those young men too. I helped Fred Joseph recruit a few of them. And so we didn't know what was going to happen last fall. So we won 3 of 5 events, you know, in culminating with the PSAC championship that we won by 13 strokes. And then one of our freshmen, Sean Fedor, won the individual title. But those, you know, the Coach of the Year awards, they're very fulfilling and very flattering. But we know, you know, you don't win those unless you have talented players that perform out on the golf course. So, you know, that's a team award, and I tell the guys that when I receive those, that's an award for all of us. And, you know, and that's truly how I feel, is that, you know, I can try to lead them the best I can, but ultimately, you know, they are winning those awards for me.
And you've had success yourself playing over the course of your career, and I would assume, not having ever coached, but I would assume you've been through a lot of the same situations that these guys are going through, and you're able to help them with your experience there.
I think that is probably the biggest factor in relating to the teammate, to the team members and these young men is I remember I played Division I golf in the 80s, which is quite, it was quite different then than it is now.
Isn't everything.
That's for sure. But I draw on those experiences, and I also, you know, my career as a playing professionally in the tri-state section, which I haven't done as much as I'd like to the last 3 or 4 years due to, you know, whatever situations, injuries, different concerns off the golf course. But, you know, I do draw on those. I've been in the situations. I know how they're feeling. I know, you know, we talk about following the process to success. So we talk about it every meeting that we have, every practice. And, you know, I really have a great bunch of guys. I mean, they are very coachable. And they are very, they're good students. They have their priorities in line. And they're fun to coach. They're a great bunch to coach.
Well, 9 times out of 10, those two things go together. Being good students,
sure,
being good human beings, and then winning in whatever endeavor you're playing. Dan, our time is short, but I want to thank you for coming on today, and I also want to make sure that I congratulate you for the team and the individual honors that you've gotten. It's great to see you have success after a very successful run at Indiana Country Club.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yep, absolutely, and I look forward to seeing you here hopefully soon as the season winds down a little bit. Thanks again,
Dan. I hope so, too.
Dan.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, that's Dan Braun, who is the men's golf coach at IUP. Really good guy, and it's great to see him have success as he is now. One thing I want to mention to you before we leave today, and I know there are a lot of charity events and that you can take part in, but one that I'm a little partial to is the 8th Annual Roman Bistro Golf Outing. It's going to be held Monday, September 21st, a 10 a.m. shotgun two-man scramble at Edgewood Country Club. And it's $175 per person, and I'm sure you can call Edgewood and get more information. But I want to thank you for listening this morning. I hope you have a great and safe Labor Day weekend. We'll be back next Saturday at the same time, and from 7 to 8 a.m., and we'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening this morning to The Golf Show on 93.7 The Fan.